I fear not the dark itself, but what may lurk within it. Welcome to Lurk, bringing you creepy, strange, and bone-chilling stories, with your host, Jamie Jackson.
Hey lurkers, welcome to this week's episode. I want to start off by saying sorry for not having a new episode last week. It got a little bit nuts around here with the holiday weekend and having guests at the house. So from here on out, I'm just going to say that on holiday weekends, there won't be a new episode that Friday before. I will try to get out a replay of an old episode if I can, but I have to make sure I take care of my mental well-being and not make myself completely crazy trying to get all of the things done. Also, a reminder, mark your calendars for the third annual Withville UFO Fest on June 8th, and that is in Withville, Virginia. And the second annual Sasquatch Saturday in Sykesville, Maryland on June 15th, the following Saturday. Lurk will be at both of those events, so if you're in either of those areas, make sure you stop by and say hello. I will have some t-shirts, possibly some other various things. You can check them out and maybe help support the show by purchasing some of those. The links for the festivals will be in the show notes. Also, probably will be at the Sasquatch Festival in Whitehall, New York at the end of September. Once I have that finalized, I will share that information with you as well. For this week's episode, we are going to be looking at a cryptid that one of our faithful listeners asked for. So Gavin, here's your Goatman episode. For everyone in Maryland, you've probably heard of the Goatman in the Bowie, Maryland area. Our cryptid story begins with the Henry A. Wallace Beltsville Agricultural Research Center, or BARC for short. Not to be confused with the Animal Rescue in Baltimore, also known as BARC. It's also known as the National Agricultural Research Center. BARC is a unit of the United States Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Research Service, and the facility is located in Prince George's County. Prince George's County, or PG County as Marylanders sometimes call it, borders the eastern portion of Washington, D.C., and is the most populous county in Maryland. BARC is named for Henry A. Wallace, who was a former U.S. Vice President and Secretary of Agriculture. The BARC houses the Abraham Lincoln Building of the National Agricultural Library. The research programs there include air quality, animal health, crop production and quarantine, food animal production, food safety, global change, human nutrition, integrated farming systems, manure and byproduct utilization, methyl bromide alternative, plant biological and molecular processes, plant diseases, plant genetic resources, genomics and genetic improvement, quality and utilization of agricultural products, rangeland, pasture and forages, soil resource management, veterinary, medical, and urban entomology, and water quality and management. It's a long list, but some of those play into our topic for this episode. During a tornado outbreak in 2001, the facility sustained extensive damage from an F3 tornado. But the tidbit of information we are most interested in is that BARC is credited as the birthplace of the Goatman. It's said that the Goatman was once scientist Dr. Stephen Fletcher, who worked at BARC. There was an experiment going on involving goats that backfired, and Dr. Fletcher mutated into a half-man, half-goat creature, who then began to aggressively attack cars. Another version says that the goat man is an old hermit who lived in the woods, who was seen walking the woods at night. No information on why he was part goat, though. Personally, I like the Dr. Fletcher version better. It has a little bit more of a Spider-Man or Hulk-esque details in it. Goatman is described as a humanoid, 7-foot-tall hybrid, part man and part goat. Many legends tell the creature killing young couples in parked cars or prowling neighborhoods killing family pets. There are some stories that tell of it breaking into houses and attacking victims in a sexual manner, and there is no preference as to gender. Stories of Goatman date back long ago, all the way back to 520 BC. That's when they show up as the satyrs of Greek mythology. I'm talking about Pan, the god of the wild, shepherds and flocks, rustic music, and companion of the nymphs. He has the hindquarters, legs, and horns of a goat in the same manner as a faun or satyr. With his homeland in rustic Arcadia, he's also recognized as the god of the fields, groves, wooded glens, and often affiliated with sex. Because of this, Pan is connected to fertility and the season of spring. In Maryland, the Goatman was first spotted in 1957, when some people claimed to have seen a giant hairy monster in Forestville in Upper Marlboro. One of the most popular stories surrounding Goatman began October 27, 1971, in an article in the PG County News. The County News mentioned a few creatures, including Goatman and Boa Man, who I don't know about, who both haunt the Fletchertown Road woods. 2 weeks later, a local family's dog, named Ginger, goes missing. Ginger was said to be a sprightly mongrel who resembled a German shepherd. A few days after that, the missing dog's head is found near Fletchertown Road. Its body was never found. A group of teenage girls claim to have heard strange noises on the night the dog went missing. Other locals had reported seeing an animal-like creature that walks on its hind legs along Fletchertown Road. Around this time, another origin story emerged similar to the Dr. Fletcher story. This one said that a doctor at Bark was conducting experiments attempting to merge human and animal DNA. The doctor allegedly tried merging goat DNA with the DNA of his assistant, William Lotsford, which resulted in the creation of the Goatman. And Lotsford has been on a murderous rampage ever since. Some say that the Goatman is responsible for the 1962 murders of 14 hikers who he supposedly hacked into pieces. In 1994, April Edwards, the daughter of the owner of the decapitated dog, was interviewed, and she said, "People came here and called it folklore, and the papers made us out to be ignorant hillbillies who didn't know any better. But what I saw was real, and I know I'm not crazy. Whatever it was, I believe it killed my dog." Goatman sightings were a common thing in three areas of PG County: a forest behind the St. Mark Evangelist Middle School in Hyattsville, beneath Crybaby Bridge in Bowie, and in College Park. In each area, witnesses report hearing devilish screams, and some claim they have found bones, knives, saws, and leftover food in the area. Others have claimed to have seen the Goatman near Governor Bridge, also known as Crybaby Bridge. The legend says that if you park beneath the bridge when the sun is set, you can hear the distinct sounds of a baby crying. Or maybe it's just goat noises. Suddenly the goat man will be upon you while you sit there, leaping on your car, attempting to get inside and attack you, trying to rip you out of your seat. He most often targets couples, dragging victims back into the woods. The common elements of the Goatman legend is that it is a tall, bipedal creature that has blended human and goat features. Its upper body is that of a human man and very muscular, but it has goat horns protruding from its head. The bottom half of its body is goat with furry hind legs and hooves of a goat. Eyewitness accounts from the 1970s say they saw a massive hairy entity standing around 6 to 7 feet tall, walking upright. It was also able to dart with great speed and agility on all fours. Along with almost superhuman strength, and he often carries an axe. He's been known to leap on cars and shatter windshields, and terrifying campers and hikers who have wandered too close to his territory. A spokesman from BARC said, "We think it's just stupid." Maryland isn't the only state with Goatman legends. In Louisville, Kentucky, there's a Goatman known as the Pope Lick Monster. It is described as a large humanoid creature with furry goat-like legs, alabaster skin, wide-set eyes, and horns that protrude from greasy fur. It lives under the Norfolk Southern Railway trestle that crosses the Pope Lick Creek. It's named for the creek, not because it goes around licking popes, in case you were wondering. I always wondered exactly why it was called the Pope Lick Monster. Now we all know. Knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe! The Pope Lick Monster uses hypnosis and mimicry to lure unsuspecting trespassers onto the trestle and into the path of oncoming trains. The Pope Lick Monster also likes to jump on rooftops of passing trains and menace the terrified people inside with a bloody axe and inhuman screams. His appearance is so hideous that those who stumble upon him go insane with fear and leap to their death to avoid coming into contact with the creature. As for this creature's origin, some say he was a circus freak who blamed the world for his condition and sought revenge against those who ridiculed him. Others say he was a monster being transported and was part of a secret government project that escaped. The most popular version says that Goatman was originally a farmer who secretly began sacrificing goats to Satan in exchange for the gift of eternal life. His wish was granted, but in the form of a Goatman hybrid body that gave him the thirst for blood. There have actually been numerous deaths at the site of the Pope Lick Monster, even though an 8-foot wall was erected to keep people out. Another area with a Goatman is Alton, Texas, though their Goatman is a little bit different. The Alton, Texas Goatman legend centers around the old Alton Bridge built in 1884. The bridge has been the site of many eerie happenings for decades. The story behind the bridge happenings is about a black man named Oscar Washburn, who owned a herd of goats on a farmstead near the bridge. His farmstead was known for its quality meat, milk, and cheese. And he hung a sign near the bridge that read, "This way to the Goatman." This infuriated the local Ku Klux Klan, who of course plotted violence against Oscar. In the late 1930s, a lynch mob of the KKK stormed Oscar's shack and dragged him out screaming to the noose they had tied to the bridge. They then hung him from the bridge. The story says that when the Klansmen went to see their handiwork, they found an empty noose. Oscar Washburn was nowhere to be found. They then burned his shack to the ground. Oscar was never seen again, but his vengeful spirit is said to haunt the bridge. Legend says that if you knock on the steel bridge 3 times at midnight, or if you turn off your car lights and honk 3 times, you'll summon the Goatman. Before he shows himself, you smell the stench of decaying flesh. Reports tell of glowing red eyes burning through the darkness, and a large, snarling, goat-headed man stomping in the woods. Sometimes you see a goat man walking about with the heads of goats or humans in its hands. If you turned across the bridge, your headlights pick up the figure of the goat man, the head of a goat under each arm, staring at you. Also in that area, people have seen ghostly figures roaming in the woods and strange lights. Visitors have also claimed to have been touched, grabbed, and had rocks thrown at them. There's another story that predates the bridge, where some cowboys lynched a Creole slave in the 1860s in a tree near where the bridge now stands. During the hanging, the slave was decapitated, and as the horrified murderers watched, the body rose up, supposedly animated by voodoo, and ripped off the head of a nearby goat to replace his missing head. In Wilkerson County, Georgia, the disappearance and deaths of dogs were blamed to a goatman creature. The creature was said to have a human face, but its body was covered with hair. It lived in a shelter in the woods in the northeastern part of the county, near abandoned trailer parks. Pennsylvania also has a goatman, who is also called the Waterford Sheepman. This creature terrorized the town of Waterford in the 1970s, lurking in fields looking for an animal to tear apart and eat. Hundreds of people witnessed the creature, often seen darting across the road. In San Diego, California, there's the Proctor Valley Monster, said to be 7 feet tall and looking like a deranged cow. I know it's a cow and not a goat, but close enough. Some say it's like a Bigfoot and a cow, but with the body parts in the wrong place. It's said to be responsible for livestock mutilations that occur in the area. Someone managed to get a cast of a footprint from the monster that is housed at the Bonita Museum in Chula Vista. In the area of Fort Worth, Texas, is the Fort Worth Monster, who lives around Lake Worth. In the summer of 1969, several sightings were reported of a half-man, half-goat creature with both fur and scales like a fish. The creature supposedly jumped from a tree onto a man's car. Then 10 eyewitnesses said they saw the monster throwing tires at them from a gorge. The creature had inhuman strength. So is Goatman an urban legend, or is there something more to the stories? I find it interesting that there are so many similar stories scattered around the country, and not based only in one region. Perhaps there are numerous goatmen, much like dogmen. Either way, watch yourself out in the woods around bridges. If you're a teenager, I don't recommend sitting in your car and necking anywhere. Especially my son, don't do it. That's going to do it for this episode. I'm sorry that it was a little shorter than usual. Remember, you can always find episodes of Lurk wherever it is that you listen to your other favorite podcasts, and you can find it at lurkpodcast.com, where you can also find links to our social media. Please try to like and follow us, share, whatever. Whatever the term is for that particular social media platform, please do it. We also have a YouTube channel, if you prefer to listen to your podcast that way. Definitely like and subscribe. If you like what you hear, make sure you tell your friends. And if you have a moment, please consider giving us a 5-star review. Don't forget to mark your calendars for June 8th in Wytheville, Virginia, and June 15th in Sykesville, Maryland. Also, pencil in September 28th, I believe the date is, for the Whitehall, New York Sasquatch Festival. And until next time, keep lurking.